This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, Ike. Do you hope the Eagles make the Super Bowl, or do you expect them to? What do you think the results of the Twitter poll are?
I would imagine expect.
I would as well.
Now, how much? I'm going to go in the high 70s.
Well, you want to give me a number?
Let's go 78.
How about this? 60.8% say hope.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's
a shocker.
So I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out the mentality of that, right?
Right. That's not my mentality.
No. So is it people saying they won last year? I'm sort of like giving them a pass on this year.
Right.
Is it a lack of confidence? Because when we talk to people every day, the confidence to me, it could not be higher, right?
Right?
Like every time something happens, Josh Sweat leaves, it'll be fine. Darius Slay leaves, it'll be fine. CJ GJ leaves, it'll be fine.
Right.
You know, like all these things, it'll be fine. Saquon had 507 touches, it'll be fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Every person we've talked to has been super, super confident. This isn't the way I expected the poll to go.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'll just classify it as sort of a coping mechanism where you're trying to set up a soft landing.
In case it's not the way you want it to be.
In case it doesn't. Yeah. I'm all for being disappointed. I'm all for leaving myself open to be disappointed because I know at least with this team, get on a little bit of a soapbox here.
Okay.
At least with this team,
take a seat.
They have delivered more often than not with this regime, right? They've gone to the playoffs every year.
Yep.
They've gone to two Super Bowls. They bounced back after having a disastrous ending to the 2023 season where we felt like, oh, we may have missed our opportunity. Are we ever going to get back to the Super Bowl? Well, you know what? They bounced back from that and won the Super Bowl the following year. They have allowed me to think about the unthinkable and imagine it.
Like winning back-to-back Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm out of the mindset of, oh, we got one. It's our second one. I'm okay if we're not good for the next couple years. Maybe we'll reload in the 3 or 4 years and we'll have a shot again. That may end up what happens. That's not what I'm expecting. This is our time. Kansas City had its time, right? And God bless them. They went to 5-1-3. I'm not saying they'll never win again, but the era of them dominating, that's gone. We're here. And this is our era. We're young. They're in the, you know, they're young. Not even all the team hasn't even reached their prime yet.
Well, your point about the Chiefs, I think, is an interesting one because they could win another one. They could reload, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
But what usually happens is you have a core of players that you have a 3 to 5 year window on that core of players. And that is your best chance. Now, the difference with the Patriots is having Tom Brady and having Bill Belichick and being able to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild and have such a difference maker, a quarterback, that you end up being able to do that again. But it is way harder to do, to put together the sort of talent that the Chiefs had in that initial run again, right?
Yeah.
They're never going to get another Travis Kelce. You know what I mean? Like
they, and he's heading towards the end anyway.
Right. Yes. So they're going to have to do that.
They don't
that
have
all
a Tyreek Hill.
No, right? They don't. Yeah. And even though everybody was trying to crown Patrick Mahomes as being the next Brady or whatever, he has yet to, he's an amazing player, but like he has not proven that he can do what Tom Brady did.
Oh, without question.
Over two decades.
I'll tell you, and I know this is not a Patrick Mahomes topic, and I like Patrick Mahomes. Matter of fact, I'm a fan of Patrick Mahomes, but that loss to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, it was more than just a loss. It stopped the three-peat. You've gone from being in that conversation as the GOAT with Tom Brady to you've gone to third. You're not in front of Joe Montana, who was 4-0.
Right.
Right? And go look at his touchdown to interception ratios. And you've been blown out twice in the Super Bowl. Joe Montana never lost the Super Bowl. I can't just put you in front of Joe now. You got to get back up there to be in front of Joe again.
Yeah.
For me.
Yep.
For me.
Well, he did so much. Mahomes did so much in his first 6 years or whatever that it was so felt like unheard of. And he was so spectacular to watch. You felt like it might never end.
Don't get me wrong. This may, I'm walking into your wheelhouse. Patrick Mahomes is a better talent
than
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But I can't say his resume is better than Joe Montana's.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It just isn't.
215-592-9494. Chris in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey. Beautiful day of weather, you know, a beautiful day.
Are we doing it, Chris? Chris? Beautiful day of weather?
Come on, Chris. This is the overnight show, bro. Let's go. Let's go, Chris.
But, you know, a beautiful day for the Eagles to be great as usual.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Looking towards this team and looking towards the season, I do expect that they make it back to the Super Bowl, that they win the Super Bowl, because we look at the offense and we really haven't lost. I mean, we lost an offensive guard who was great. Mekhi Becton turned out to be an absolute gem. A lot of credit to him and the work that he put in to get to the position he was in. But we have trust, right? We have trust in that offensive line that they're going to do it again. We have trust in Saquon Barkley that while, yes, he had a lot of carries, he can reproduce. We have trust in Jalen Hurts that he's going to do his thing. This offense, in my mind, is pat to what it's going to be last year. Obviously, like you guys have talked about some, Saquon may not get as many handoffs. Number one, just so we can have him longer. Number two, because defenses are going to set up to stop the run and force Jalen to throw. But in the biggest matters, when it's mattered the most in the Super Bowl, Jalen has been forced to throw and he's performed great. So I have no doubt that the quarterback will step up into the light and exactly shine as he should. And looking at this defense, yes, we've lost a lot of pieces of veterans that allowed us to lean on for knowledge and allowed us to lean on for experience.
But performance. Darius Slay played great last year. CJGJ played well. Josh Sweat played well. Why can I never remember the name of the friggin' tackle?
Milton Williams. Just think of it like Shake Milton.
Yeah, Milton Williams. Milton Williams played well. We lost Brandon Graham, by the way, who was probably the best edge they had for the first half of the year last year. Like, they didn't just lose grandfatherly advice. They lost snaps. They lost, like the whole year. I know Nolan Smith came on, but Josh Sweat was, if you take the entire season, by the way, played the best in the biggest game as well, 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. So I'm hopeful for those young players, and this is where we get hope to expect. I'm hopeful for Kelee Ringo. I'm hopeful for Drew Makuba. Hell, I'm hopeful for Quinyon Mitchell to have another
to not
great
have a
year.
Sophomore slump
yeah,
or whatever.
Same with Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful that Nolan Smith, you know, does what he did more of in the second half of last year. I'm hopeful that Jalix Hunt can take on him, but none of those are expect.
Right.
Zero of them are expect.
What I do expect, though, is energy, is speed, and is even more hunger than last year because these guys are young. They want to continue to be great. They want to continue to be champions. This is not a, oh, hey, like Brandon Graham, he retired. He expected to be great his entire career, and he was. He was amazing. But him retiring, that championship was, wow, you know, this is the moment. I'm ready to retire. These guys, young, quick, energetic, hungry for more championships, not just the one they just won, but to continue to have a repetition
That's right.
of greatness. To say, when I walk into this building,
yeah.
when I'm ready to train, when I'm ready to be great, I'm not just being great because I want to win. I'm being great because I am a champion, and I want to continue to be a champion. I want to continue to produce greatness so that I can continue.
Who's your favorite wrestler? Who is your favorite wrestler?
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt's a good one.
Who?
Bray Wyatt's a good one.
Who?
Bray Wyatt.
He sounds like you know a lot about wrestling.
Well, yeah, it was the last 7 or 8 years. Okay. Yeah, if you weren't watching the last 7, probably maybe 10 years.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
The season's got to get here.
Yeah.
The season's got to get here. Yeah. We got to watch a football game.
You struggling?
Well, I'm not struggling. I'm just like, they're young and they're
the
quick and they're hungry.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's I like the positivity.
Yeah.
I do. But I feel like I'm having a conversation with 7-year-olds. Like, can we talk in a, can I talk to, what was it, Chris from Delaware? I talk to Chris from Delaware, and can I talk about Darius Slay versus Keely Ringo, and can we have a normal conversation about the expectations of Keely Ringo? Like, just a normal, grown-up conversation about Keely. Can we have a, I don't want the Eagles to lose to the Cowboys, but maybe if they did, we could have a reasonable conversation about the Philadelphia Eagles. Because since
a little humbling.
Well, dude, you think we're losing to that dumpster fire down there?
Well, maybe.
The dumpster fire was
not happening.
Dak owns this team.
Yeah, and keep it up.
All right. 215-592.
I agree with Spike for what it's worth.
Yeah,
I know you do.
Well, you know, we'll have the conversations, and I appreciate all the positivity. But this is Tell the Truth Thursday. This isn't, you know, Happy Homer Wednesday or whatever. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
Mm.
All right. 215-592-9494. You know who's realistic? John Ashdale, the cars are. Mm. And they have a deal right now at Colonial for Colonial Hyundai Fest that seems like your dream. Seems like you're living in fantasy land. They want you, during Colonial Hyundai Fest, to be able to drive into Colonial in the car that you have now, drive out, and not have your payment go up at all. They have to do a bunch of things to make that happen. They're going to give you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. That's helping you out. They have over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot. They got Santa Fe's. They got Tucson's. They got Elantras. They got Palisades. Whatever you need. So that's one thing. They're also going to find a way to get you the best financing anyone's going to get you, as low as 0% on any new Hyundai in stock, plus $6,500 for your trade. All of those things together are going to help you drive out with a payment not higher than you drove in with. And every new Hyundai from Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Ike. So the morning show, specifically Joe DiCamera, has been campaigning on the morning show to release the rest of the footage from the 10th hole of the Fritz DiCamera showdown.
Correct. Yeah, I saw that.
When Jack melted down. Now, like, there's a couple of things going on here. The first thing is, and I'd like to take you to maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'd like it to take you to a conversation that happened off the air between Jack and I guess Rod and Joe DiCamera, when we don't produce the highlight videos or whatever that go out there. So, Tucker, whoever produced the golf video, and Rod sent the video to Joe and Jack, said, is this okay with you? And Joe said, I want more of Jack's meltdown in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Class, Joe DiCamera.
High Road Hammer.
Mr. High Road Hammer. It wasn't enough for him to win. He wanted more meltdown footage in the video. Yeah. Right? So then Joe gets embarrassed during baseball. Literally embarrassed. He didn't get on base one time. He struck out 5 times in 8 at-bats. He had 3 weak ground balls and a really nice foul ball hitting left-handed. He gets embarrassed, and his reaction is to do 2 things, Ike. The first thing is to say that he's injured, which, by the way, is a setup for him to win tennis and then quit and say that he won. That's what's happening here. So by the way, he's so injured that he's been practicing tennis and playing in golf tournaments.
Right.
So the injury thing is a lie. So that's the first thing. So the first thing he does is he comes up with this lie about an injury. The second thing he does is goes back to the golf and starts demanding that we release the meltdown footage from Jack. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought we were past this.
Like, what class? We barely even brought it up, the baseball, since we've been back from vacation, right? Barely even brought it up.
Yeah.
But they're still talking about the golf. So they were trying, they're trying to get some sort of challenge and trying to, so you know what Jack did this morning?
Hmm.
He just released the video himself.
Release the video!
There it is. Exactly what everybody said, Jack melting down. But you know what else people saw? Was Joe being a classless fool on the golf course.
Oh.
After every stroke, saying, is he lion 4? Is he lion 5? Is this lion 5 or lion 6? Seeing him being a classless fool on and Jack, Ike, I don't think Joe got the response to the video that he was hoping. The response was, wow, Joe seems like a jackass.
Mm.
It wasn't, wow, Jack melted down. It was, Joe seems like a jackass.
Yeah.
So, like, I just wonder, are we going to handle the rest of this like grown-ups? And because what's going to happen is, if Joe wins golf, he's going to like
mean tennis.
Tennis. He's not going to run. He's just going to concede running, which is, in my opinion, unacceptable.
He's going to load manage.
Get ready for the one-on-one basketball.
Yeah.
Because then in that case, why shouldn't Jack just concede tennis and not play tennis? Because he knows he's going to beat him in the race, and he knows he's going to beat him in basketball. Right? I mean, my position is this.
Meanwhile, Rod is like, hold on.
Yes.
No conceding. Rod's trying to put a stop to all this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If Joe plays tennis, Joe must run the race.
Yes.
Right?
Have you decided what type of running?
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But he must, right? I mean,
I agree.
Jack? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I know I'm being the mouth. I'm being like sort of the manager in the wrestling or whatever.
This is you. Yeah. This is you.
I'm Bobby the Brain Heenan or whatever.
Scott Boras.
Yes.
Again, you know a lot about wrestling.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby the Brain Heenan is a legend.
Okay.
I'm mouth of the South Jimmy Hart here. So right. I just want the.
He doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. No idea who either are.
I want the morning show to know, specifically Joe and the Drifters in the morning, Drifter James and Drifter Rhea. That's not Richie. I have Richie in a different category.
This is really.
Yeah.
That's not necessary.
That if they are going to try to make their show more popular by attaching it to Jack Fritz and the afternoon show.
We're back to that one.
Well, that they are going to have to run through the finish line. So if Joe competes in tennis, Joe's got to run. And now that the whole video thing is out, are we going to do this like class, like grown-ups with class? Or are we going to be tiny little weasel babies? And that's the real question we're asking here. That's the question.
That's right. The question.
Yeah.
Once again, we released the videos.
The video's out.
Nothing to hide.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're worried about hiding things, I kind of want to see a write-up from Joe's doctor about his injury. If we're hiding things,
should we get the doctor on the air?
Yeah, I would love to talk to the doctor. If we're hiding things, I want to find out why these events are 6 weeks apart.
Now, is that a HIPAA violation if we bring the doctor on?
No,
that could be.
Well, it's the doctor's HIPAA violation. Not we can't violate HIPAA.
I thought
Michelangelo told us we could.
Yeah, no, he could, but we could. Oh, man, that was one of the greatest moments of Carlin and Reese right there.
I barely know what HIPAA is, but I do think we should try to get the doctor on for the 3-hour visit he had.
Yes, to find out
on the camera's groin.
Well, there's got to be the NovaCare folks can get us a doctor to talk about it, right?
Well, sure. I know, but I want his doctor.
Oh, I would love to talk to his doctor. Yeah. Let's release the tapes.
Release the tapes.
Let's release the tapes.
Yeah, just get all. Yeah, release.
Release the tapes. Yeah, yeah. I want to see the needle that went in his groin.
Mm. I took a needle in the ass.
Yep, that was right, there it is. 215-592-9494. Justin in Glassboro, you're on WIP.
That display by Joe DeCamera was absolutely classless.
The video, you mean? Yeah.
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 I expected nothing else from Joe DeCamera.
Yeah.
It's just like a Dallas Cowboy, or I can relate to this one, an Ohio State Buckeye and how they act pregame when they're gloating all the time.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely awful. And Jack, you just won so many people over by releasing that, and I hope you beat Joe down.
Yeah, he's a man. Jack's a man of honor. You know,
trying to be.
Yeah,
he's a man of honor. Do they have that in the morning? I don't know if they have that in the morning. I know Jack's a man of honor, and I would love to get the morning show on a lie detector, but I would love to ask James on a lie detector, do you think Joe DeCamera's a man of honor? I would love to ask Rhea, do you think Joe DeCamera's a man of honor?
Well, she would say no.
Well, yeah, so well, that's a good point. Yeah, she would tell the truth. It would just be no. All right, Justin, do you expect the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, or do you hope? Or to get to the Super Bowl? Let's just go get to.
I expect them to get to the Super Bowl. Right. I don't expect them to win it necessarily. Okay. I think you got a lot of pieces that are coming together, especially with, like, I mean, no one expected Jahad Campbell to be ready for training camp. And, I mean, look where he's at. And I think the camaraderie and chemistry that all they have with the Georgia boys and the Alabama boys, it's going to work out again this season. So, I really do.
Yeah, here's what I'm nervous about with the Eagles. I would say I would be three things. Number one would be Super Bowl hangover. Easy, you know, you could say I'm just trolling, whatever. It happens to everybody. Super Bowl hangover. Second thing I'm worried about would be Saquon Barkley holding up through the season, given the amount of touches he had last year. And the third thing I would be worried about would be the number of young players on defense that we are expecting to step up in place of established veterans. And those three things are the things that I think they are up against, and I think it's three big things.
Yeah, for sure. I can definitely see that. I mean, you could also make the counter argument where they might get better with younger guys. Just like, I mean, look at college. Like, no one expected Michigan to beat Ohio State last year, and they came in and shot them in the shoe. So no one really expected that either. So you could, I just think the same thing with Saquon. Can he get through a full season? I saw it last year. He got through a full season. So I saw it. So I'm a firm believer that he can get through another full season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, Ike has talked a lot about Saquon in the Hall of Fame. I think if he is able to follow up a 500-plus touch season, 2,000 yards, most yards in the history of the league, rushing yards, you know, beginning to end, with another, like, let's not put 2,000 on him, like with a 1,600-yard great season or something, he would...
I said I'll take 1,400 rushing yards.
Yeah, it would be, especially if he doesn't miss many games.
Right.
And you know what? The real thing with Saquon is it's not going to be the number. It's going to be the eye test.
Yep.
It's like, are we going to get those huge plays again?
Is he still
again?
Explosive?
Yeah. And I think if he was to follow up last season with another great season, that's when I think this the Hall of Fame thing becomes like a real conversation.
Yeah. If there's any indication of what the season will be like based on what he looked like yesterday in shorts and T-shirts, my goodness. I mean, I haven't seen a set of thighs like that ever, man.
What's
he been doing all summer? Everything is hard.
Was it like when you saw Lizardo's arms?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see any video of Saquon yet.
You didn't see Saquon?
No, no. He looked good.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just had him, walking onto the field. And I just immediately went to the thighs for some reason.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a calfsman, you're a thighsman.
Well,
what is AJ?
His thighs? Him and the Dillon kid.
AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon.
Yes. JT's calves, Saquon's thighs.
Yeah. Well, the combination, the physical condition of AJ and Saquon.
Yeah.
Those two guys.
That's nice.
Is outrageous.
That's nice.
Justin, for next question today, for 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice, who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
I think you have to go with John Cena. He just broke the 17 title championship that's never been done before. He's gone through several different gimmicks, carried the company through several different eras, the PG era, just turning heel recently.
Turn heel, there it is! Did you see that?
No one ever expected that.
Well, he started as a heel.
Didn't see it coming.
Started as a heel. The whole rap gimmick.
The whole basic Thuganomics thing was one of the greatest things that he's ever seen. And,
Thuganomics?
I mean,
yeah. I didn't see.
Going down the whole like recent feuds with like CM Punk and all of his once in a lifetime matches again, it's a great end to his career. So.
Yeah, Spike was just talking about it.
I was not just talking about it. All right, Justin. Yeah, I mean Cena's a guy that was a bit with the kids. The kids love Cena. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's one of those guys who was a good guy for so long. I think he probably in like the newer era is the closest thing to Hogan.
Oh yeah.
In terms of
that big?
Well, in terms of how big he was with kids, and how big he was with kids as a good guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they always start as bad guys, like The Rock. You start as a bad guy, you become so, because it's easier to be a guy on the mic as a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get popular as a bad guy, then they make you a good guy. But Cena's run was pretty long.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. It was a long run.
No, I know. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you know he turned heel?
I know he turned heel.
He did the jorts and the flannel.
He did the jorts.
Yeah, not a big fan of that look.
Not a Cena guy.
Not a big fan of that look. You're going to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer you just wear
the tights. Yep.
Second, you give me the long pants.
Yep.
And then third, the onesie.
The onesie. Like Bret the Hitman Hart was the onesie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to take another guy, but you can make it.
But I don't like the regular clothes that's sort of ripped up.
Yeah,
that's not an outfit.
Yeah, you're not a wrestler.
Give me the Nature Boy, man, with the robe coming.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, give me that, man.
Another fraud.
Yeah. Ric Flair?
He drives me nuts.
Oh, come on.
Nature Boy, man.
Ring Bowl? Two-time Ring Bowl? Nature Boy? Or at least once. He was definitely one.
I think he was the last one, wasn't he?
Let me tell you, Nature Boy's still Second going, one? Too.
He wasn't an asshole.
I'm surprised he's still here.
He is.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
He might need some blue chew.
I'm surprised. I'd be shocked if he doesn't already have his.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a backpack.
Everything is hard.
Yep. Coming up next.
Where'd that come from? Well, hold up.
You said that about 20 minutes ago.
when did I say that?
When
for?
Did he say it?
Well, Spike said, "Yeah, it's hard to go back," and Ike goes,
"Everything is hard."
Just when I was starting to say the drop board might be cooked.
There it is. It's back.
I took a needle in the ass.
All right. You know, one of the Phillies' trade targets has hit 2 home runs already today.
Hell yeah.
We will talk about that and trade deadline talk coming up next in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Do you hope the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl or do you expect it? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.